and I swear to Bob, I've been angry all fucking day at something. Comcast in particular. Okay, so if we happen to lose connection, that's why. Jesus. The real one, the black one. The one that looks like a black person. And that's what we're here to talk about today. My name is Stacey Johnson, and I am the director of SF Johnson Family and Community Services, conveniently located on the internet at sfjfamilieservices.org, where we need and want you to sign up to become a community member and partner and to help us be this shit we've been dealing with forever and we will always continue to deal with unless we do something about it. So today we are talking about, wow, why Jesus, why God, and the problems that stem from that. And hopefully after this presentation, I'm not going to make it too long, okay, because the video itself is about an hour and a half. If effing Comcast will keep my shit up, why when you pay $1,000 a month you don't have problems, right? But when you got to go home and work and give them only two, it cuts off every other day. So what we're talking about and what we're going to review is a video called Holy Hierarchy. And it is the America's racist, religious racist roots. Okay, and so when, just in a nutshell, to come to this country, right, to come here and to be free in this country, they wanted you to worship their white Jesus and the Christianity and the white Jesus, white God. And so if you agreed to do that, then you were not an indentured servant, nor were you a slave, even if you were black. But, like I said, I'm going to put this in a nutshell, but slavery and the greed that produced America still has the same greedy-ass problem today. See, that started being too good to them. So even though the black people are like, okay, I'll be a Christian. Okay, I'll take your white Jesus all day long as I don't have to be a slave. But, of course, that's the original nigger rule, was, well, you know, that don't apply to you because, you know, you guys are pagans. And as long as you are a pagan and we can come up with this social construct called race and we can use this Bible to convince you and everybody else because we've already convinced ourselves that we're superior to you, and we can use words from the Bible. God made two great lights. The greater light was to rule the day, and the lesser light was to rule the night. So they've been putting that greater light, lesser light shit on white people and us since our founding. And so you wanna take care of racism in America? You get rid of all the white Jesuses. You get rid of all the depictions of God being white. Because it's for centuries of seeing that, teaching that, watching that, looking at that, it's embedded in a white person's soul as much as it is in a black person's soul. So imagine being a black person and praising and worshiping the God of your masters who used that Bible. And here's another one. The Bible shows light. What does it say? God saw light, like white people, and thought it was good. And they divided the light from the dark. Well, see, ignorant ass, since the day of our founding, people have used that. I'm the greater. So they have the superior and the inferior. Well, guess who's inferior? The darker, the night, the lesser. So you want to cure racism in America? It's real simple. See, I don't fuck around. When I have a problem, I go to the root cause of the problem. And the root cause of the problem is that for centuries we've worshipped this god that's white, which, you know, and we talk about the, what religion, Muslims, it's against their whole religion to even depict what God looks like, right? Well, no, not us, because we need God to look like us, because we want to rule over everybody that don't look like us. And we're going to pick out certain words in this Bible to say, that dark, they talking about you. The master, they talking about me. And we even convinced our own people. So today, you got black people, the black church. No, it's not. It's niggas in a church that they were taught by a white man. There ain't no black church. So we got a caller before we take a break. Now, I'm going to try to make this work. If this has not worked, I don't know what it is, but my callers haven't been able to come through, at least not the other day. So I'm going to try it and put it on. Let's see what happens. Uh-oh, I think I hear. Hey, I do. This is Stacy. Thank you very much for calling. Who am I speaking with?
Yes, good evening, ma'am. My name's Michael. Thank you for taking my call. How are you doing?
Hey, Michael. How are you?
Doing well, ma'am.
Yes.
It's just interesting. It's a really fascinating topic that you brought up, and you brought up some interesting points. Maybe I could offer a somewhat different perspective, because I grew up most of my life an atheist, and I became a Christian just a couple years ago. And a lot of the points that you're making, when I was an atheist, I used to make those same points about Christianity, and people that I knew that were Christian, I used to make the same, you know, arguments against them. And when I became a Christian and I actually studied the Bible for myself and studied history, I came to a very different conclusion. So, for example, like those verses that you just referenced, clearly those verses are not talking about skin color. That's obviously talking about night and day and referencing the sun and the moon.
Exactly.
Right. And so when you when you actually studied the Bible, you geographically, number one, we're talking about people that are brown people.
Right.
This is taking place in the Middle East. So Israel, for those who don't know, geographically is located to the northeast of Israel. Is just west of Jordan, south of Syria and Lebanon, and just north of Saudi Arabia. So all you got to do is just ask yourself, what do the people in that region look like? That's what the Israelites look like. So,
and that's my
anyone, right. But so to the other point, though, in the Bible does not teach racism or racial superiority whatsoever in the entire scripture. In fact, it's consistent where God says that, so it says that God says, for example, men judge men by their appearance. But it says God does not judge that way. He judges by the heart. Because the Bible says God made all mankind from one blood. And so to God, there's no difference, man, woman, whatever race you are, it doesn't matter to God. Because the Bible says it's God who decided where you'd be born, what family you'd be born, which that means what color you're going to be, and everything. So the Bible's clear. God doesn't care about the things that you don't control or that I don't control, which is what we look like, where we're from, what language we speak, what time we're born. None of that matters. All that matters is what you and I have control over, how we treat people, what we do in our lives, our relationship to God. That's what matters, because that's what you and I have control over. People who look to exploit religion for power, like a lot of the churches done, like the Catholic Church and so forth, to your point, they twist the scripture and they manipulate it and they make it seem like something that they can make financial gain from. But anyone who is truly a born again Christian,
when you make that your philosophy as a country, which they have clearly done, this is what I'm talking about. And me personally, you know, everything you said it so eloquently, you know, and you're absolutely correct. The Bible is not to be taken literally. In my opinion, it is a psychological book. It's not a history book. It talks about the psychological ways of man. The 12 disciples are 12 psychological ways of being. You know, nothing in that Bible is to be taken literally. But my whole point is our country, in this time right now, they need to try to fix that, right, the racism thing. And if you have time to watch the video after this, it clearly states what you just said. How, you take the words out of there and you use them and manipulate for your political and your financial gain, and that's my whole point. That is what America has done, and you are absolutely correct. But it's
not all negative, though. Let's be clear. It goes two sides. But number one, the Bible is historical, because by any metric you can use to gauge an ancient document from antiquity,
there's
no
Jesus?
Other document.
There was a
well,
Jesus
obviously, yes.
that lived?
Yeah, we have historical
no.
accounts of him outside of the
okay.
Bible from contemporaries at that time.
On that part, but Jesus never lived as a human.
What's your evidence for that?
What's your evidence that he did?
Okay, like I said, they are historical accounts of people outside of the Bible from that time period that recorded the issue at that time, what happened. Secondly, when you talk about the movement that began, we have historical writings from 65 through 95 AD that shows that this is a movement that happened within a decade of his lifetime. So this is not some fabricated thing, and the Bible is not a collection of writings
that happened
400 years later.
And he was born of a virgin.
Okay, now you're making a different argument. If you're talking about the miracles
but
of the Bible.
You're talking about the Bible. I'm talking about the
okay,
Bible.
Okay, so let's go there. If you want to bring up miracles, it's very easy. It's very simple. If God exists, then a miracle could happen. If God doesn't exist, then a miracle can't happen. So I'm going to ask you, does God exist?
Of course.
Okay.
But did
so
that
if God
miracle
exists,
Just think logically.
If God exists, then you have a being who's outside of nature, who's capable of performing what you and I would call a miracle, which is doing something that's not natural.
If you
if
use
there
that
is
logic,
no God, if there is no
logic,
God, no miracle is possible.
Nobody said, look, you used to be an atheist, so you can't tell me nothing about if there's a God and not a God. You just found out there's a God. So hold on a minute. Okay.
No,
I've
I'm saying, I'm just saying, you're the one. You're making an objection about a miracle.
God, but there is.
Okay. So
just,
if there's
hey,
a God,
look,
then obviously
look,
a miracle can happen. That's what my point is. That's pretty
and
logical.
And obviously, okay. Well,
simple.
If a miracle can happen, then guess what? The light and the dark need to be separated. If a miracle can
that,
happen,
again, light
point?
And dark has to do with night and daytime.
And,
that's
and
nothing
the
to do with race.
Have something to do with, and the virgin birth has nothing to do with a physical woman having a baby.
Well, think about this. So in our modern time, people can do embryo in vitro, whether a doctor or a group of scientists can create an embryo and insert that into a woman's womb without her ever having sex with anyone or having semen put in her. So are you telling me that a scientist who can perform that same procedure?
Stuff, but we're not going to talk
it's
about
it's simple. If you're
birth.
Telling me, you're telling me that God, the creator of life and creator of human beings, could not form a baby in the womb, but yet modern scientists can do the same thing, like forming an embryo and inserting it into a woman's womb?
God, and maybe the people that
we're
wrote
talking
that Bible,
science,
right? Maybe a spoken
I'm asking,
God,
I'm just,
okay, but I don't believe that either. But
it's not about whether you believe or not. I'm just saying
no,
just logical here.
Is,
again, if man can do it, why can't God do it?
You have to accept the Bible in whole, or you have to accept that it's history, or it is not.
Yeah, I do accept that it's history. I'm just exposing the flaw in your logic when you try to make a claim of saying a miracle in the Bible could not have happened.
But yeah,
for that to be valid, God would not have to exist. You already acknowledge God exists.
Hey, I mean,
and I already asked you if God exists, can a miracle happen? You clearly
yeah,
said
my
yes.
My first birth
and,
was
and,
a virgin
now,
birth.
Okay, so let me ask you this then. Who, did
How
God
much
create
proof
the world?
Do you have of my birth being virgin or Mary's?
Okay, I'll make it easy
proof?
For you. I'll make it easier for
Come
you.
On.
Did, I'm going to ask you, ma'am, did God create
God
the world?
God can do anything. God can do
no,
anything.
No, I'm asking,
okay? God
I'm asking did God create the world?
God could do anything.
No,
God
I'm not asking you if God can do anything. I'm just asking you, did God create the world?
Somebody created it.
Okay, did God create human beings?
And people don't even like the word God anymore. For the simple
okay,
fact
that's not
that,
what I'm asking. I'm asking you what you believe. So I'm asking you, did God create human beings?
I'm trying to explain to you what I believe and what I do not believe. Yes,
okay,
I believe
I'm asking you a simple question. I'm just saying, did God create human beings?
Hey, hey, hold
yes
on, bro.
No.
Might just get this may be you know your last 5 minutes. You know I'm on this side, you on that side, and again I've been a Christian, a Catholic for 56 years. You know we want to learn some stuff, but we don't really want to learn. You have
No, no, I'm asking you a simple question, ma'am. I'm just asking, do you believe that God created human beings?
You didn't even believe in a God. So please.
I'm not talking about what I believe. I'm asking you what you believe.
Please save me your absolute story, your absoluteness that there is a Jesus.
I'm not telling you about my story. I'm asking you, do you believe in God created human beings?
You might be able to tell other people that. But I've been studying my Christian faith and that Bible for a long time.
Why are you avoiding the question?
That virgin birth is symbolic. And if you keep listening to my
You want to avoid the question, you see? You can't handle the questions because you know that my question is going to expose your logic, and you're avoiding it. And that's why now you want to get rid of me because I'm pointing out the flaw in your point. That's all it is. Because it's simple. If you
believe
that God created the world and God created human beings, then that is a bigger miracle than God creating a baby in a virgin's womb.
Come and tell me about Jesus.
That's simple.
It's funny,
I'm not
honey.
Telling you about Jesus.
Funny, honey.
I'm asking you a simple question, but you're
funny,
avoiding
honey.
The question,
honey,
and now you
honey,
want to get rid of me because you can't deal with it.
I don't need to get rid of you.
That's it. Yeah,
I'm not
you clearly
you,
are. You don't. You're not.
Hold up on.
Okay, how come you can't answer the simple question? Why are you avoiding the question?
What is your question?
Did God create?
God
did God create?
The world. Okay, yeah.
And did God create human beings? So
something
if God created the world and God created human beings, very simple.
We can call it God.
No. Okay.
Okay. I don't call it God.
I got that.
Okay.
Okay. Let's call it the Creator. You want? Let's use that term. The Creator.
There you go.
Okay.
The
so
creator.
did the Creator create the world and human beings?
You know what the Creator doesn't do? He doesn't write in a book.
There you go. Now you're avoiding the question again. You see what I'm saying? The fact that you're avoiding the question tells me something.
You know what?
That means you're scared of it, because you know logically where this is going to go, and it's going to expose you. But you don't want to go there because you're scared. So now you want to get rid of me. That's it. This is typical of somebody who can't handle the argument. This is an example of the case in point.
To get rid of you. You just want to run your
mouth. Of course
you
will, because you can't handle me. So now you want to get rid of me.
Make your point.
Okay, the point is simple. The
point
is simple.
What's your point?
I'll make my point in one sentence. If God created the world. If the Creator created the world and created human beings, that is a bigger miracle than just creating one baby in a virgin's womb, because that is a much bigger accomplishment. Now, you, because you don't think logically, you think, the idea of a virgin birth is somehow a crazy idea, but
you think
God creating the world and human beings out of nothing, you think that's lesser.
The one that didn't even know something made him. You want to school me on Jesus Christ?
You see, this everyone listening, this is how someone who does have an argument argues. Instead of addressing my point, she wants to attack my character or who I am instead of arguing the point. This is an example of somebody who doesn't know how to debate an idea.
Hi, can I help you? Because the atheist is getting on my fucking nerves.
Yeah, I actually wanted to talk about the Bible and the topic. I just now tuned in. I don't know what he's talking about. But I wanted to talk about, actually white supremacy within the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And
what's
that's what.
Point?
My point is basically that, we don't need race to interpret the Bible. And I would say that, no matter how Jesus has been, drawn or made, that doesn't change the gospel, no matter where you're at.
Right. But that's not my point. My point is this country has historically used that image of God as being a white person to separate. And the words within the Bible.
Can I ask you a question? Do you think that black people have the do you think that black people or black people are capable of running their own nation?
I don't know. Let us try. I think we're gonna do pretty good.
Okay, so why would you be angry at white people doing the same thing?
Who says I'm angry? Come on, bro.
Well, your whole argument is against using Jesus as an excuse to do so. So if you believe if you believe that blacks are self-sufficient enough to run their own nation and have a right to do so, why would you make an abstract argument that the Bible is white supremacy? That makes no sense.
Hey, I didn't make the point. If you can open up your mind
No,
enough,
you said.
Bro. See, you make my point when you just can't be quiet about white supremacy. My point is,
so
I would invite I would invite, and this is an invitation. It's not something I made up. I didn't write the Bible, and nor did I build America from. And you know, I wasn't George Washington.
Quote me a Bible verse that says that white people are greater.
Okay, so I'm gonna quote you too. And again, I'm gonna invite you to watch the video.
I don't want to watch the video. You seem like an intelligent woman. So you quote me the two Bible verses that says that white people are superior.
The way I got intelligent is by watching stuff that people presented to me.
Okay, if you're intelligent, you can
digest. I got it right here.
Okay, read the verses.
So, I don't know the quote, but if you watch the video, they'll give you the actual verse.
So you don't actually know the verse. You're just pointing it out of your ass.
You know what? People like you.
What is wrong with people? What have I done? I've shown you respect,
okay,
and I have a.
How many Bible verses do you know? Why don't you quote me some and give me the number, and I have a Bible right here.
Because there's no racial Bible verses. There's Jew and Gentile, and Gentiles
and
Gentiles.
They're not.
Where does the Bible separate?
Okay, like
where does the Bible? Listen, calm down.
God made two lights. You shut the fuck up. God made two lights.
This is the angry woman who deceives God.
You know why? Imagine, young man, 400 years ago, some black man just kept fucking your grandma. Would you be angry?
I mean, if they're not married. Why would I be angry?
I'm not talking about your wife. I'm talking about 400 years ago. Some black man just kept fucking your grandma.
Why would I be mad? That's not on me. That's not my sin.
Yeah, bro. You just ignorant. You too ignorant to be mad. All right, so this is my point, people. I get a black atheist that tells me Jesus is real. And I get a white, whatever that was, that asked me to quote a Bible verse, but he won't accept it unless you've got the actual number. But it's in here. But he don't want to watch the video because I seem intelligent, but I'm pulling something out my ass. This is America's problem. The black people, just as much as the white people, don't understand the concept of this white Jesus, white God is the problem. Race is a social construct, which means I created it. It was not created. There are laws that were perpetuated when this country began to slowly put black people in a position of inferiority by using the Bible. And for that dude to say, well, can black people run their own nation? You know that Africa, that place called Africa, I think they were running their own nation, bro, before you came over with your guns. I think we were running our own nation. And, yeah, we had our own slaves, too, because that's how that worked back there until you showed up. Can black people run their own nation? Well, we about to try because we know white people sure the fuck can't. White people can only save this nation, right? We can only save it. We can only build it. We can only vote the right motherfuckers into it. Motherfuckers like that are a joke. Black and white. A joke. Not solving no problems. That first one didn't even believe in a God. Now he want to school me on who Jesus is. Come, spend 20, 30 more years studying that Bible, bro, and talking to somebody that got some sense. Because you were an atheist. You didn't even know where you came from. Now you want to school a 56-year-old bitch that been studying that Bible since she was forced to as a child. You want to school me on Jesus. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, the angry, rah, rah. Yeah, imagine 400 years ago and a black man just kept fucking your grandma and you could hear it and your grandpa could hear it and couldn't do nothing about it. Oh, well, that's not my doctor. Yeah, well. Okay, so a series of court cases basically is the cause of this situation we're dealing with today. When you have constantly portrayed one race as inferior for hundreds and hundreds and fucking hundreds of years, and then you enact laws to make sure they maintain that inferior status, you can go kiss my black fucking ass. This is a racist nation that use the Bible to heighten their white selves and make you inferior. Period, fucking point blank. And if your mind is opened up enough and you want to fucking learn something, then tune in at sfjfamilieservices.org and fucking watch the fucking video. I didn't write it. Intelligent people that study this shit wrote it. It ain't my opinion. Like these two assholes that call here, the atheist and the obvious racist. Because when you ask, can black people run their own nation? That sound like some fucking Fox News shit. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, you want to cut me off because... No, because Jesus wasn't real, nigga. Okay? He wasn't real. And I'm not the only one. You're not hearing just from Stacy. Historians. Okay? Historians. So, let's talk about the difference between prejudice and racism. Because we all prejudice. I know I am. I love black people. I would do everything I could in this life with a black person if I could, but this country has so basically fucked us off when we did that integration thing. There went black businesses. And then you got to deal with a bunch of motherfuckers that don't want to deal with you. So there's a difference between prejudice and racism. We're all prejudiced. We all like our own kind, and there's nothing wrong with that. But it becomes racism when you use your power to enact laws that affect one race and not yours. That's racism. So if you're fucking walking around this fucking country and you think this is not a racist country, that's because you wanted to keep benefiting motherfuckers that look like you. That is the only reason. Oh, I'm not racist. Yeah, because you don't even know that you are. Because everything has gone your fucking way for so long. We got to have a nigga die in front of your fucking face for 9 minutes for you to understand that niggas have been getting treated like this forever. Now you, oh, my God. Oh, God. And what you doing are buying Bernie hoodies and none of that going to a nigga. So fuck all that. All I'm saying is open up your mind and understand where it comes from. This not from Stacy. I ain't just getting it out your butt. Fuck you. You just ignorant. That you're the problem. You are not the fucking answer. And what the Catholic Church do today? The church I'm born and raised in, same sex, whatever, can't be baptized. Good. right? While they still settling court cases of molesting little boys. Organized religion is bullshit. No, the Bible is not real. It's metaphorical. And obviously, I got to get on the fucking shit and show you that. Pull out the words. Find where the lost books are. Because the lost books are the books that give you the power. Where? Ask an atheist, Mr. Know-it-all motherfucking atheist. What about the lost books? You know about those? That talk about the metaphysical nature and that the things that Christ was teaching, if he's real, was of a metaphysical nature, showing you how to use your metaphysical fucking powers. Don't tell me shit about this shit. Motherfuckers that lived and died and made money and shit out there on the internet all day long to tell you Jesus Christ wasn't real. But the atheist knows he's real, right? There wasn't no God, now there's a Jesus. You better get the fuck out of here. Out of my ear. Yeah, mad, angry, yeah. Because I got to deal with ignorant shit like that every day. Because I'm a business owner. See, I ain't just walking around hoping I get my stimulus motherfucking check. So when you're a business owner, guess who you deal with? Other ignorant motherfuckers that don't know shit, that want to put their opinion on some shit because they got a little money in their pocket. I don't give a fuck about none of that. So, yeah, if you're too ignorant to watch this video and you just want to argue with me, you just need something to fucking do. This is all about inviting you to understand how that Bible is the source and the problem and the answer to ending this fucking racial bullshit that's going on in this country. Quit depicting God as white. Because it's not. That's for sure. That's my point. I don't give a fuck if he's real. Well, if God created the world, couldn't he create a baby and a woman? Every woman wasn't born with a baby inside of her. Now, if that would be the case, then maybe yes. But nigga, please. Call back. I'll tell you again, nigga, please. I gotta show proof. Okay, I'll get that for the hick.
What, can blacks run their own nation?
Who told you that, Sean Hannity? You, hey, all of you motherfuckers that so sure about all the motherfuckers that got all them opinions about black people, you better watch yourself, because all they shit is finna be exposed over these next couple of months, because they all crooked and full of shit, because their point is to maintain this white superiority bullshit. They just found out last week, right, that really there's more black people than white people in the country. So let's just start doing stupid shit and get the fuck out of here. Okay, this here, you listening to me ain't about kissing nobody's ass. So I invite you again to become educated about how this country got so goddamn racist. Because I've got a lot of friends that are not black on Twitter that seem to fucking understand what I'm talking about. We agree about it all day long. So you, Mr. Can blacks run their own nation? Almost certain you didn't vote for Biden. No, blacks can only build the motherfucker, right, and save it. They get the fuck out of here. I'm going to take a break while they get the fuck out of here. Let's listen to some of the Dirty Dirty. Where's Chucky Brown? There we go, Chucky.
Müdigkeit ist eine gute Voraussetzung für gezieltes Spielen.
Ja. Stadt. Jetzt zieht eure Nasen.
Yes, you bless the shot. The hippie Buddha. The hippie Buddha. The hippie Buddha. The hippie Buddha.
Not racist, and there's no way they can be racist. And no, black people can be prejudiced, honey, but we cannot be racist. You know why? We have no power to invoke what we think on anybody but our children. If I don't like your white ass, I just got to go to work not liking your white ass. Your white ass don't like me. Probably you could convince your white boss who you probably to fire me. Or we all could be talking about the same shit, me and four white girls, and when everybody get called on the carpet, all of a sudden the white girls don't know nothing about our conversation. That type of shit. Think it don't happen to niggas all the time? That's racism, prejudice. Because it sure the fuck happened to me. And who gets looking stupid? Oh, the four black girls can't be lying. Just like, okay, dudes, white dudes, you get white, three white girls saying you fucked with her, it's over for you. Because all the white girl got to do is say you did something to her, right? Oh, and you got five of them? And all five of them could conspire and don't give a fuck. Look, we got a Stormy Daniels that exists. Some of y'all will do anything. So, yeah, black women mad? Yeah, uh-huh. Black women voted? Uh-huh. That's why y'all mad? Uh-huh. That's why you storming and shit? Shit.
Can black people not to that?
Oh, we can show a vote, motherfucker. And that's the one thing, the only thing they could try to still take away from a nigga. They already ain't giving a nigga no reparations, killing niggas in the street, taking kids away. They ain't giving us no job. Now, fuck the vote. That's the only thing we got left for these niggas. And we see they ain't lazy, right? All your perceptions from 1865. How a group of people that fucking tilled the soil till sun up to sun down all of a sudden became lazy is your fucked up shit. Don't say shit to me as a black person. Your perception ass shit. And you use the law. There was one of these motherfuckers. In 1668? Yeah, with John Punch. He fucking around with all the white people. White people got off.
White person, you know, 2 years and you're free
for life. So after Mr. Punch, guess what? Because these laws, right? Precedent, right? Precedent. That's what that means, right? Precedent. Whatever we did in one court case, if we did it once, we gonna do it again. We gonna be justified to do it again. Well, Mr. Punch was the nigga that made all the rest of our ancestors. And they started tasting that blood of that greed and fuck it, get them chains and whips and it's on. Don't say shit to me. And what I should have told that racist motherfucker, hey, guess what? Imagine if a big black man came and raped your wife every night. And you couldn't do shit about it, but listen. What would you do? How would you feel? Gonna eat a dick, motherfucker. And you heard that from a girl. Playing games. They play games with us. All that marching and shit, that's games. That's games. Dr. King did it. For a reason, a purpose, he got his point across. These niggas, every time something happens, they go Myers and Sharpton in the front, that National Action Network. He don't even know how to say his own shit. I swear to Bob, I hate the view of that nigga. I hate that MSNBC has him on there. Why? He don't represent nobody but a dead kid. National Action Network. What? Where's the action, nigga? Nowhere. In your mouth. With your bug eyes out, performing. That's all they doing is performing. All this is some bullshit. So, yeah, they use that Bible, and they still use it today. to say, you bad, you good, yeah. And you want some verse, and I'll get your old ignorant ass some, because Lord knows, yeah, you was just in the Bible this morning, I'm almost certain. If the blacks can't run their own nation. Yeah, I'm sure you were in your Bible this morning. Holy hierarchy. How we use the Bible and religion to enforce and to find a reason to enslave a race of people. We pulled words out of that Bible to justify our need to enslave a group of people for the mere fact that we were able to use them to make money. And we justified it. We justified the treatment that we gave these black people using words out the Bible. But then we did the old trick shit like we did to the Native Americans. Oh, agree with us. Here, let's sign this. Oh, well, fuck signing. Signing don't mean shit, right? Black people are like, okay, I'll be a Christian, okay? Because in the beginning, if you agreed to become Christian, because you were a pagan, being black from Africa. You know, you run your own nation. So once you brought your ass over here and you tried not to get beat, whatever, and you wanted to stay free, you agreed to become a Christian and follow that white Christianity and the white Jesus and all the pictures. And you accepted the fact that you were lesser. But you were free until, sorry. Now, Mr. Punch, we've already got one of your niggers in there for life, so we're going to keep the rest of your niggers because you can't run your own nation. So, I don't think I'm going to, that's enough. That's enough of me making fun of this motherfucker. I'm going to put, and please, for a complete understanding of what I'm talking about, and to 360 this shit in your mind, and it's just not some shit two motherfuckers that call me and me are arguing about. It's some real shit that makes absolute sense, and yes, and this is how we fix it, though. We want to know how we fix it. Even white people say, take down all the pictures of white Jesus, because historically, even if he was born of a virgin, he would not be lily white with blue eyes. We can just start with transforming Jesus. Well, we can leave God white somehow. We just say his wife was black. You know how they do it. Okay, so let's start there. But, yes, so I would like you to visit, and I will be putting that on at 9:15 Pacific time. It is now 8:49 Pacific time, and I'm going to log off in a minute or so. And you would visit www.sf, S as in Sam, F as in family. Let me just do it because I'm used to doing my other one. SFJ, so my initials, S as in Stacy, F as in Felicia, J as in Johnson, Family Services, with an S, services.org. Upper left, there's a link to say enter the room. Password is all capital BHM, as in Black History Month, BHM, all caps, 21, BHM, 21, you'll be able to go in there. There's a few of the screens, and the one that we'll be watching, Holy Hierarchy, would be on the Black Community Television. And I was supposed to have, well, I did have this yesterday, but 23 minutes of it was muted. So we started again tonight at 8, but I will visit you, and I will have a little writing on this on my website, just for viewing, and there are quite a few other topics that I'm going to discuss, hopefully, without yelling at people. But, you know, it's hard to tell somebody they're racist. And it's hard to tell somebody to deny that, I guess, the guy they just found out about, you know, it's hard. Because I was born and raised Catholic, okay? So for me to say Jesus wasn't real is kind of, it took me about 10 or 15 years, okay? But that doesn't mean my God is absolutely real. And that's just a generic term for the energy that created the universe and continues to create, and that is a part of all of us. So there's no need to hate anybody because the same God lives within us both, and God isn't a hater. I don't care what kind of lifestyle you live, who you like, who you don't. The only way God is able to create is through love. So why you got here is because there was some act of love at some point. So you need to return that to the Creator and always express love in everything you do, even if you got to yell. Okay, I'm an Aries rising. I'm into astrology as well. So, yeah, I'm going to get hot about the things that I love because I'm also a Sagittarius. And that's a fire sign, and that is the spiritual fire sign. So you ain't going to don't mess with me about my Jesus and my God. Just don't. So thank you for listening, and I hope at 9:15 you'll log on sfjfamilieservices.org, password, all caps, BHM21, and join me here again tomorrow. I like to visit every day. You know what I mean? Because I'm trying to build a community of people over there that want to help each other. I assist people in getting jobs through my for-profit, which is SF Johnson Consulting and Construction Services, and you can find that at sfjohnsonconsulting.com. So if you know somebody that's looking for a job, I'm hiring people that want to learn our areas of construction. So that's what I do. I don't give a shit about nobody. You know what I'm saying? Shit, yes, I do. I love everybody. But bullshit is bullshit. I don't give a shit about bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to spend the rest of the little time that I have left sharing what I know and help people to better their lives. I call myself a come-up bitch. You fuck with me, you come up. So thank you very much, everybody, for joining me today. And hopefully, 915 sfjfamilieservices.org. Password BHM, right? Yeah, BHM21. And thanks, much love, and I will talk to you very soon.